The second most valuable company states officially that beyond the human tragedy, coronavirus will cost it significant money. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Apple is warning investors and consumers that it probably will not meet its sales forecast because the coronavirus response, particularly in China, is hurting both the supply of iPhones and demand. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the breakdown for us.
Apple is getting hit on both sides of the graph on this one, supply and demand. The company makes most iPhones and many of its other products in China. And while all iPhone manufacturing facilities there have reopened, the company says it expects global supply shortages. The virus has also curtailed demand for its products there in China. The country's buying power simply isn't what it was just a month ago. Apple had closed many retail outlets as a result of the outbreak, and while some stores have since reopened, many have done so with reduced hours. This also comes at an inopportune time for the tech giant. Apple is expected to announce a new, cheaper iPhone next month. It's unclear if the delays in China will affect that launch. Apple CEO Tim Cook told investors in late January that the company has had limited travel to business-critical situations and that the company was expecting a wider-than-usual revenue range for this quarter due to uncertainty associated with the virus. Apple didn't provide an updated sales estimate, instead saying that the situation in China is evolving. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Apple rival Huawei hasn't said what the virus is doing to its business, but Samsung of South Korea may be in the strongest position. It makes about half of its phones not in China but in Vietnam, where this virus has had less impact so far. Still, Samsung stock fell 2.8% today. Apple stock is down 3.4% in pre-market trading now. Let's do some other numbers. The FTSE index in London is down 0.9%. The Dow future here is down 0.5%. S&P future down 0.4%. NASDAQ future down 0.8%. Just now, there's word Walmart profits were lower than expected for this holiday quarter. That said, comparable store sales were up nearly 2% year on year, and online commerce up 35%. Not as big a bounce as Amazon's, but close. In a major restructuring, the global bank HSBC says it's cutting 35,000 jobs, with many of those layoffs likely in the U.S. and Europe. This is 15% of the workforce to be cut over 3 years. What used to be known as the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank is based in London now, and it acquired Midland Bank in the U.S. nearly 30 years ago. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more.
HSBC still made a profit last year of $6 billion, but that was half what it made in 2018, and the chief executive, Noel Quinn, said some parts of the business were not delivering acceptable returns. Cutting costs is a central part of his strategy to improve the bank's financial performance. The aim is a reduction of $4.5 billion a year in HSBC's outgoings. There was also a warning about the possible impact on the business of the coronavirus, which has emerged in China. Almost half the bank's revenue comes from its operations in Asia. I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Later this morning, we'll hear about the confidence of housing developers with a fresh survey from the National Association of Home Builders. Builders have been having trouble finding construction workers, but demand for the finished houses is strong, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
In the aftermath of the housing crash, 1.5 million home building and remodeling jobs disappeared, and the industry's only gained back about 900,000. Allie Wolf with consulting firm Myers Research says with demand for housing back on the rise, builders need more workers than they can find.
So we've seen a lot of strength, and maybe that will bring some more workers back in. But I think at this point, a lot of them have found other careers in other industries.
Residential construction employment did grow by more than 20,000 jobs last month, the biggest gain in a year. And Rob Dietz, chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, says unfilled jobs are down.
The labor shortage continues to be the number one issue for home builders. But I think some of the data that we see indicate that, maybe we've reached a turning point.
Still, it'll take a lot more hiring to build the nearly 4 million new houses Realtor.com says the market needs to meet demand. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Mexico is becoming a more attractive market for U.S. professional sports leagues. That does include the NBA. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Bienvenidos a la Arena Ciudad de México.
At the Mexico City Arena, the NBA game between the Phoenix Suns and the San Antonio Spurs is about to start. Juan Carlos Ugalde is among the fans. And he says the games in Mexico and in the U.S. are very similar, and ticket costs are about the same.
Now with open markets and globalization, I don't see much difference.
Like the football and basketball leagues, the NBA holds regular season games in Mexico. Here's NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
The fact that you're seeing all of the leagues focused on this country and this city is indicative of all the positive indicators and the tremendous things that are happening with the Mexican economy.
The NBA just opened its first official store in Mexico. It's also starting a major partnership here.
Next season, we'll be launching an NBA G League team here in Mexico City.
The G League is the NBA's official minor league, and Mexico City's Capitanes will be the first team outside of the U.S. and Canada. Raul Sarraga, the NBA Mexico managing director, says the partnership and packed arenas show that the sport and the revenue are booming.
Well, right now, we have 20 million fans. Compared to 2017, this is a 25% growth.
Many teams are also betting on the Mexican market, like the Phoenix Suns. Jaime Molera is a business consultant working with the team on its marketing and lobbying efforts in Mexico.
One of the things they're trying to do is make people understand and make Mexican policymakers understand that they're here for the long term. It's not just a one and done.
That game between the Suns and Spurs went into overtime. In the last minute, the Suns lost the game. But like other teams and the NBA itself, it will keep playing to score in the Mexican market. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.
We're also covering the bankruptcy filing last night of the Boy Scouts. Marketplace Morning Report podcast later if you miss it on the air. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, and Daniel Shin. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.